I learned piano when I was 2 years old. You know, it's so funny because my mother taught me how to play, and she would have sessions with us every day. She would stay home mom, and we had an old piano, not like this, and she would play, you know, tunes. She'd tell us to play it behind her, and this year, the next day she'd sing a hymn or a little, you know, nursery rhyme, Mary Had a Little Lamb, and you had to follow it with one finger. And so we did it every day until I finally learned that, you know, that it had patterns to it. I began playing for my church when I was 13 years old. My dad was the former musician for the church, but he was, the pastor died and he was, you know, ordained the next pastor. Crazy, coming from a musician to a pastor. And so I took over playing for my church then. Playing for fun, you know. I go to school and for a talent show, that was always my talent, you know. I didn't have to like think of anything else. I just take my little keyboard to school and just be my talent show. Most people think it's like, it's different, you know. You see a guy, especially my size, that's just jump on a piano and start playing. It's always surprising because, you know, wow, you can play. And so like, I never got made fun of by playing the piano. I guess I got made fun of when I was in band class, you know. I took band because I really like music, but I had to drop out when I was in high school for football. I probably play piano like once every 2 weeks, you know, because the schedule, you know, I go home and watch film and study hard, and we get off work, you know, you be tired. But mostly once every 2 weeks, one day on my off day, I get on and play a little bit because it really helps me, you know. It helps me relax and helps my mind. So I got piano in my little keyboard in my room upstairs, so I just dilly-dally sometimes. Well, we was waiting for a team meeting, and we had probably about 10 minutes before the team meeting started. And, you know, the hotel, we had a piano, you know, sitting out there in front of the team meeting. And what better way to sit there and you know, kill 10 minutes by playing on the piano? So I get on the piano, and a lot of my teammates didn't know I could play. So you hear this, you know, somebody, you hear music. Everybody loves some type of music. I don't care who you are. And so I get there and I play music, and I get all my teammates get around me, play this, play that, play this. And the guys just get around because I play some songs that everybody know, you know, old hymns of church, and everybody start dancing and just laughing because their mind took them back to when they was growing up in church when they were smaller. You know, not only that I was playing the Super Bowl, but you know, I had a moment where I could say that, you know, I had my own to help. You know, our team settled down, I guess you could say. It wasn't so like, you know, you go, because I played in championship games in college. It's nowhere near close to Super Bowl, but, you know, you get so, you know, tight, uptight, and you're so stressed out because you don't want to mess up. But to have, you know, the guys laughing like that and be able to experience, be a part of that meant a lot.
I love my ending. Ending is back, yo. Oh, man.